The National Environment and Planning Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, presents NEPABEAT, a 5-minute radio program on the agency's roles and functions.
Ah, the beautiful coastline. I think we will enjoy our next stop.
Yes, man, because I love the beach, you know. It's a pity we don't have time for take a little wash off into the water.
Come with me. Me go see what's going on over there, so.
We can't go in, you know.
We just want to take a prips, man, sure. Look there. What a who are so much people come from in at this time of day, eh? Them not have work figure.
Marlene, leave the people them and come on, no. We going to miss everything, you know.
The music's so loud, too. Me a call Nepa fi see if them have permit fi a keep them suck me up on the beach.
Marlene.
It's what any responsible citizen would do.
The Natural Resources Conservation Permits and Licenses Regulations Act came into effect on January 1, 1997. It provides guidance for the establishment or expansion of commercial and industrial activities while ensuring the sustainability of the environment. An environmental permit is required by any person undertaking any enterprise, construction, or development of a prescribed nature anywhere on the island and the territorial sea of Jamaica, while an environmental license is required for the handling of sewage or trade effluent and poisonous or harmful substances to be discharged into the environment. In April 2015, the National Environment and Planning Agency extended the list of activities requiring an environmental permit. The number rose to 104 to include ecotourism projects and golf courses. Manager of the Application Secretariat at NEPA, Ruth Ann Lacey Sherrard, names some others.
This ranges from the construction of multifamily developments, residential housing developments, subdivision of land, biodiversity resources, the use of those resources, for example, the establishment of a zoo, establishment of pet stores, so anything that would or could have a possible impact on our biological resource.
And did you know that if you desire to use the beach for recreational purposes, you should first obtain a beach license? Mrs. Sherrard tells us more.
I know we say parties taking place on the beach. There are licenses that are granted to have these commercial recreational activities undertaken on the beach, and it would be to ensure that the activity is done in a very environmentally sustainable way, that the beach is returned to its original status, the debris is removed.
To obtain a license or permit, persons are required to complete an application form. The applicant may need to conduct an environmental impact assessment, EIA. An EIA is a study which outlines what impacts or effects the proposed project is likely to have on the area in which the physical development will be carried out. If an EIA is required, the applicant will be notified within 15 working days of receipt of the application. Where environmental impact is minimal, no EIA will be required. On-site inspections are done to ensure no breaches to the permits occur. Persons who breach an environmental permit or license may be required to pay $50,000 or spend 2 years in prison. Upon being granted approval, a sign must be posted at the site of development visible to the public.
All developers, once this development is approved, they have to post a sign, and the sign outlines information such as the type of development, the reference number that has been granted by the agency, and where the public can find additional information.
Members of the public may also help to monitor development projects by using the government's Applications Management and Data Automation System, or AMANDA.
The general public, not necessarily the developer, has the ability through the AMANDA public portal to see what it is has been approved in my community and what are the conditions of approval.
All applicants are required to pay a non-refundable fee for each application submitted, as well as an additional permit or license fee if the application is approved. For more information on permits and licenses, contact NEPA at 754-7540 or visit our website at www.nepa.gov.jm.
The journey is only just beginning. Follow Marlene and Philip on their all-island tour as they discover and learn more about the National Environment and Planning Agency on NEPABEAT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.